You're listening to Thriving Church Leadership, a Church Board Leadership podcast. Church boards, they are one of the common realities of local bodies of believers around the world. Regardless of size, theology, or governance structure, formal church leadership plays a key role in the relative health or even unhealth of local churches, even your church. Some churches are heavy on the paid pastor influence and light on the volunteer elder or deacon influence. Others are church board dominant in leadership style, and pastors become an extension of the will of that board. Still, others have no paid pastor at all, and all leadership is voluntary. Some churches have clear written expectations of their pastors and their boards. Some may know those expectations. Others will learn them over time and what the role actually entails. While the criteria and qualifications of elders and deacons are very clear in Scripture, the actual roles and expectations of those who inhabit such titles are often not so clear. Further, there is often very little time spent cultivating and equipping board members and other formal leadership within the church. Even as the qualifications may be clear, what skill sets are needed or need to be cultivated? The understandable tyranny of the urgent in the life of most churches tends to shape our roles, our board meetings, and even our ingrained habits of what it means to be a leader within our local churches. And then there's the politics. No church is exempt. And those politics can often throw off even the most intentional church leadership, even if only commanding an inordinate amount of time and energy managing expectations. The privilege, struggle, and opportunity are all very real. Jump into this timely conversation as we talk through these subjects together, and many more.